I pitched it to BBC Radio 3 and I went to them and said, you got to trust me, you've got to believe me. We have got to give these artists a prom this year because they're at a really, really special moment. You know, you feel it maybe once in a decade when the momentum builds behind a set of new artists, I suppose, doing something completely different with a brand new sound. And I feel that a winged victory for the Sullen and Nils Frahm are at that moment.
When Marianne finally said it would happen, we were really happy. We were really happy, of course, but we were talking about this for quite some time. And let's say I could prepare myself for this, but I'm still very honored, of course, since I heard that only clearly classical, strictly classical musicians were invited in the past. So either way, I'm a classical musician, or something really exceptional happened there.
Even if you've seen either one of these performers play independently, it won't be anything like what you're going to experience at the Royal Albert Hall. What they're putting together is a distillation of their sets because the entire performance will only be 50 minutes in total. So a winged victory for the Sullen will begin and Nils will play the second set. But in the centre, they're creating a completely unique collaborative piece which they are writing, rehearsing and performing for one night only at the BBC Six Music Prom. So I feel very emotional about this, really. I feel like it's going to be the greatest night of my life. I really do. I think there's going to be such a magic in that room. And I just want every single Six Music listener to be able to experience this in some way, be it live in the Royal Albert Hall with us or digitally online.
We still need to have a meeting about the exact schedule of the show. I have some rough ideas, but I don't really want to put anything out officially unless everybody is involved. I'm planning roughly my own part. I'm curious what kind of song or what song they want to play. And I think based on this, we will decide on how we want to collaborate. My hope is that there's even a little bit for some improvisation, which would be fantastic.
Quite different than Nils. We don't just sit down and jam things out. We're a little bit more old-fashioned about it. I don't know how it works, but it comes in two forms. Dustin and I, when we started, we decided we were going to be in the same room, not try to trade tapes through the mail, try to trade things through the internet. So we just sit down with an idea and start writing and eventually fleshing things out for strings. And that's generally how most of our songs develop. I've never been very comfortable with improvisation or jamming. I just don't think I'm a traditionally very good musician. But, you know, my ears are the only thing that saves me. So I think our plan is to do the opposite, rein him in.
You see this kind of extraordinary magic, this extraordinary kind of communion between the artists and our audience. And I've watched this momentum build over the last 18 months or so. And I thought, you know, if we could create a really special, really unique live performance, we can probably, well, we can make a tipping point here. You know, we can tip this sound right over the edge. And I guess if you're not familiar with the artists, you should know that they are the pioneers, probably, of a new generation of musicians who are completely reinventing classical music. They have roots in classical music, but they're drawing on all kinds of other different influences. I mean, everything from sort of techno to drone. And you'll find them playing all kinds of different venues. You would find Nils Frahm on festival fields. You'd find him at techno clubs like Berghain in Berlin. The same goes for A Winged Victory for the Sullen, you know. And they're taking what has ostensibly been music that's been in very traditional venues, and they're crossing every conceivable boundary with it, and they're bringing this music to a brand new generation.
For me, it's not so much about the whole idea of let it be classical music. I simply would call it instrumental music for, yes, maybe our time. We have different instruments, different technology, different ways of working sound in 2015 than classical composers had in the past. And you always wonder, what would they have done if they had all the technology and all the instruments we are having now and the possibilities of distribution of music and so forth. But I don't even want to compare myself with classical composers too much, because I feel like they might have worked in a very different way than I did. Maybe they would say my quote that I like to improvise and keep things open. They could also argue that I'm undecisive and I can't decide for a version, and that I'm not a composer because I don't know when the song is finished. So I'm sometimes not sure if I'm a jazz musician reinventing jazz for today's audience, or if I'm a classical musician reinventing classical music for today's audience, or if I'm an electronic musician reinventing electronic music for today's audience. I would love to just be a little bit of everything, that I can go from here to any given point in a musical landmark. And I really want people to not think that I compare myself with Mozart, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, or the likes. I work as much as I can on being as incomparable as possible to some extent, I would say.
It's a pretty exciting moment. We released Atomos last year, and it's sort of been a long stretch. It started as a dance piece for Wayne McGregor, and we first premiered it at Sadler's Wells. So it's sort of a really nice closing to the arc of the whole record, and we're really honored to be a part of it. Niels and I think we come a little bit from two different sides of the spectrum, but there's definitely a link between it. I think, you know, obviously we're dealing with a lot of space and minimalism, and Niels is more of a maximalist. He creates a lot of really dense sound. So I think we're just going to meet in the middle somewhere in there. But I think both of us are interested in creating harmonic textures and just the layering that both of us do. I think that's sort of our common ground. So we'll see what we come up with.
This is the first time in 120 years of the Proms history that there will be a prom without orchestra. No orchestra, because in and of themselves, the artists are classical and they are representing the pathway forward for classical music. This is what the next generation of classical musicians will actually sound like. And I think that's incredibly exciting.
My memory book, it's kind of a book of memories for me, the instrument, and it's also just an empty canvas, an empty sheet where I can write new things on the fly without thinking too much about it. And by doing this in a public situation, it all becomes more dramatic, of course, because it all matters all of a sudden, because so many people are attending. And I kind of like this openness and this kind of transparency between reading and writing. And I think this is one analogy I could use to describe how I work. You know already the key it will be in, you know the tempo, you know kind of the dynamic of the piece. But what I will play changes every night. Sometimes I say, it's too many notes anyways, I can't remember them all perfectly, so I have to make them up every night again. And you could also say, if you make it work like this, you also can develop your pieces further and further. Depending on how you feel like and what experiences you make as a person. When I write a piece now and I will play it in 10 years, it will sound different. It will always change. So the pieces I write, as long as I perform them, are never finished. They are sketches. When I record them and release them on a record. I sometimes feel almost sad that there's a version, a definite version of the piece. And then when I play these pieces live, I want them to be different. I want people to recognize some part of it, but I also want people to realize that nothing is fixed, nothing is set in stone. Music is such a flexible medium. It's not that I work with stone or with concrete or with wood or with some hard material. I work with a very soft material, which is music. And it has the potential to appear different depending on how I feel. And that way, my own music doesn't start to bore me so fast.
Six Music's been a really integral part of that narrative, you know, and this is our moment to bring everything together, to bring the artists, to bring Six Music, and to bring the audience into this space, into the Royal Albert Hall, and, I don't know, do something that's incredibly magical, I think.